Welcome, fantasy football players. It's time to get you ready to win. This is Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly, presented by Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa. The place to be every Sunday morning from 10 to noon for up-to-the-minute injury news, analysis, weather forecasts, and expert opinions to help you win. Now, Tim Allen and Rami Makhlouf with Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly on The Fan.
Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly presented by Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa, Tim Allen, Rami Makhlouf and company, and we'll get to that shortly. It's week 14 in the NFL, week 14 in your fantasy season. The playoffs are here. Most leagues, Rami?
Yes, sir.
Start today, and you need a win today.
Not if you got a bye. Not if you got a bye.
That's,
you don't need a win.
That's true. Then you jump over to Daily Fantasy.
That's right.
Just have some fun for a couple of
months. No, you know what I do when I have a bye? I just relax. I just relax.
Really?
Yeah, and I just take in a week of not having fantasy football stress. I love fantasy football, but like all things in life that you love, they cause stress. So I have a week. It's like if you have kids and the wife takes them out of town for the weekend and you're like, oh,
yes.
I love those kids, but thank God
there.
They're gone. That's kind of how I feel about a bye week in fantasy football. I love fantasy football, but let me just sit on the couch with no stress this afternoon.
Absence makes the heart, all that stuff.
Right.
I get it. It's a no excuses week 14, so we'll start with some excuses. Le'Veon Bell. I know you can look back and pick every year apart, really. But then you look at the schedule and you say, well, points four, I'm in the top third, but like Corvat, for example. There's a good excuse. If you look at the league I'm in with him, you look at the points scored, you look at his team, and you wonder, how do you only have three or four wins, Horvat? Can I ask you that?
I don't know. I'm like third in team scoring. I've finally given up, man. And the fact that it's Security Dan's league makes it even worse because he's always texting me and tweeting me or, sending me messages when it has something to do with him. Like if I'm playing, somebody's like, hey, you should change the lineup today. And I'm like, look, man, you didn't even tell me we were in a two quarterback league. So I don't want to hear your crap.
See, so there's an excuse on a no excuses Sunday.
Yes, yes.
All right, there's one. How about Kareem Hunt? That was tough. That's tough in a myriad of different ways. So you have that, a built-in excuse. You have Leonard Fournette being inconsistent and on and off the field and suspension. So there's a ton
no excuses
of excuses out
no
there.
No excuses.
Well, yeah, we'll start with excuses. Let's bring in our guest today, William from Allegra Allergy Relief. William, do you have a good excuse for a no excuses Sunday?
Of course I do. When your top three picks all get injured or just don't show up like Amari Cooper early in the year and you go 0 for 11 to start the season.
Oh, really?
In one league, in a two-owner league, 0 for 11, and then we got a little mini winning streak going of two games to end out the season, so we're ready for next year.
So you got that galvanizing moment at least.
Oh, yeah, and our team looks like garbage right now because we have traded away everyone at this point.
Wow, and Anthony Mandela is here, Ryan Horvat is here, and what a great slate of games today, guys. Before we get to that, we'll get to last night. Just to take inventory, no judgment here, no judging. It was a Saturday night, Marquette and Wisconsin going at it early, so you had a little time to go out and libations and maybe had dinner. Rami, how much alcohol did you consume yesterday?
None. Not a drop.
Okay. Points 4-0. Horvat, what do you say?
As far as Rami or as far as myself?
You.
I had about 8 beers only.
Okay.
Throughout the day, I paced myself pretty well.
Okay. Mandela, what about you? He doesn't know.
Is his mic on?
Yeah, I got you on.
Couple of drinks.
Couple of drinks, he said.
There he is.
Couple of drinks. What about William from Allegra Allergy Relief?
We had a couple last night. Kept it a little bit easy because I knew I was coming in here for the second time and didn't want to fall flat on my face. So
okay, he's a gamer.
Just took inventory. Four.
See, William and I, we take this seriously, Tim. Okay, we come in here.
Okay.
Awake, aware,
ready
losers. To go.
Hey, I'm ready to go.
Save the drinking for today's football.
There you go. Four Miller High Lifes, a shot of Jack Fire, a shot of Jack Daniels, and a shot of Rumpelman's. So 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm on the board.
You're a degenerate.
That was over the span of 2.5 hours.
I'm kidding.
2.5 hours?
Yeah,
wait, 2.5 hours? You are a degenerate. Wait, what?
That was
I thought you were going to say about 24 hours.
Yeah.
No, that was a quick mini little party. All right, raise your hand if you have Derrick Henry on your bench.
I have him.
He's a free agent in my league.
He's been the thorn in my side all season long, Tim, because I took him in both leagues when I found myself in a position of going boom or bust at the running back position, and he's done nothing for me all year. In one league, I'm eliminated. I'm out of the playoffs, thanks in large part to Derrick Henry. And in the other league, I have a bye, and this is the week he decides to show up. This week of all weeks is the week that Derrick Henry decides to show up. And I don't even know if I can blame Derrick Henry. After seeing him play on Thursday, Tim, I feel like we might have a Julio Jones situation on our hands there. That guy is undeniably freakishly athletic and should be getting fed the football. And I was convinced Thursday night that that's the only reason Derrick Henry let me down this year was because because of the play calling and that he wasn't getting the touches and the carries that he should be getting.
Agreed. Roll the clock back some 3 months, Rami. You and I had the conversation on this show about Derrick Henry. We both like Derrick Henry.
Deion Lewis is your guy.
Yeah, well, I know. And I made a play for him in a keeper league, and, you know, I just apparently wasn't offering enough. I thought I went over the top on it, but, wow, 4 TDs, including the 99-yard touchdown run. I thought it was interesting, before we get to our slate of games here, I thought it was interesting, guys, that, and this is just a nerdy broadcaster sort of thing, 99-yard run by Tony Dorsett called by Jack Buck. And now the Derrick Henry 99-yard run by Joe Buck. I thought that was cool.
That is pretty cool.
I mean, like father, like son. The only difference is...
Except for the people who hate Joe Buck. That's not that cool to them.
And the only difference would be that Jack Buck did it while smoking a cigarette, and Joe obviously doesn't smoke in the booth.
He could have a vape pen up there. You never know with kids nowadays.
He doesn't smoke that you know of. They don't show him on TV all the time, so.
That's true. Just the world of those, that's a crazy world.
Hope they have a vape pen. That would explain Aikman, some of the stuff he says up there. He's hitting the vape pen.
Speaking of which, I thought he had a really, really good broadcast on Thursday night. I did. I thought he was funny. Yeah, I did. I thought he was funny, and I think he was getting into the NFL on a few things.
Were you drinking the Fireball on Thursday night, too?
No. Normally, I mean, he's a decent broadcaster.
See, I had...
But he was over the top Thursday, I thought.
I had that game on the second TV, so the sound was down in the living room, and I thought Buck and Aikman have never been better.
Really?
Yeah, because the sound was down. That was the joke. It went right over your head.
First hour of the show is all informational. We'll get you everything you need. Some great matchups in this week 14 in the NFL. First week of the playoffs. Congrats if you got the bye. If not, we need to get you a win. Fantastic slate of games at each of the time frames. At the noon slate, obviously you have the Packers and Falcons for what that is worth, and it's worth a lot in the state of Wisconsin.
First game in the post-Mike McCarthy era. Let's see if they get that bump.
That's a great starting point at the noon slate, but you also have the Patriots. They don't play well down in Miami. You have Baltimore taking on Kansas City. You have, you know, the Colts in a big game against the Texans. Then the 3 o'clock slate. By the way, there's 5 3 o'clockers today. That's cool. I've always liked that.
Split them
up a little bit, including for the NFC East, Philadelphia down in Dallas. Then you have the night game tonight. I can't wait for this game just as an NFL fan.
Yeah.
And that's the Rams into Chicago to face the Bears. This is a big, big test for your Bears, Rami.
Yeah, and if you're at Lakefront Brewery tonight to see me in a fine lineup of comedians, no spoilers, please. I'm recording the game. I'm watching it when I get home. So if you come out to Lakefront Brewery tonight to come see me do the funnies with my friends. No spoilers on your way in or out of the door, please.
And to finish up, a fantastic
Monday. That's my roundabout way of getting a plug in. Get your tickets.
We'll plug it later.
Thank you.
Next hour. We can do that. Yeah, and a fantastic Monday night slate as well as the Vikings travel to Seattle. And if you're a Packers fan that is hopeful of squeaking into the playoffs, you want Seattle to win that football game. That's what you want.
Doing this? I've been out of work since Tuesday. Are we still?
No.
Are we still doing Packers playoff equations? I wasn't aware.
We're trying to trade Aaron Rodgers on the Wendy's Big Show.
Until the math tells us not. You know. All right. Let's get to our slate. Get a couple of games in here before the break.
Jets, Bills.
Jets and Bills are going at it. You got a lot of play in this one. Calvin Benjamin cut by the Bills, and then he's picked up, and we'll get to that in just a bit. The Jets, is there much there, Rami?
I don't think there's much there with either of these two teams, Tim. And I was agreeing with what you said about this week's slate of games, and we have some pretty good ones at noon. We have some pretty good ones at 3. And then we started off with this one, and it
Jets
just killed
Bills.
All the momentum and excitement.
Okay, fine.
I honestly don't know who you might be starting in the Jets-Bills game.
Josh Allen, for sure.
Okay, all right.
I mean, yeah, the last 2 weeks, he's top five.
Yeah, he has been, and there's some legwork being done by Josh Allen. Now, again, we went through this 5 years ago, guys. William, Rami, as you guys remember, the league adjusted to the read option. Remember that when all these quarterbacks running around, how are we going to stop this? Is this the new trend in the NFL? I think the Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen type style, if you will, I think the defenses may need a little time to adjust, but William is right on the money. Until then, you got to go with the legs. There's some points there. There's 6-8 points available on the ground for these quarterbacks. Let's get to injuries for the Jets and Bills matchup.
Injuries in this one for the Jets. Robbie Anderson is questionable with an ankle injury. Limited practice on Friday. We'll know before noon, and we'll let you know as soon as we know. Isaiah Crowell is questionable with a toe injury. Same story there. Limited in practice on Friday. And tight end Jordan Leggett, questionable with a knee injury. Limited practice on Friday. For the Bills, let's see here. Jason Kroom, the tight end, is doubtful with the groin injury, and Isaiah McKenzie is questionable with a toe injury. If you have either of those guys, you're in more trouble than those injuries could possibly cause. Those are the injuries for Jets and Bills.
All right, in the forecast, Jets and Bills, Mandela.
Yeah, it's just cold, 30 degrees, nothing else going on.
Panthers, Browns.
The Cleveland Browns, a lot of people are saying, have a better situation to bring in Mike McCarthy than would be a prospective Packers coach. I saw that in, I forget what paper, I think Doherty had it, where the head coaching job for the Cleveland Browns would be a better situation than the Green Bay Packers.
That blows my mind.
In some ways, I can see what they're talking about, because let's start on the defense. The Browns have a better and a younger defense to start with, so that's a positive. That's a check you can put in the Browns column. And then when you go to the offensive side of the football, I mean, let's be real, they're probably more talented at every position but the quarterback position. I'll leave offensive lines out of it. I'll be honest, I don't know a lot about the Cleveland Browns offensive line, but they're more talented at wide receiver. They're more talented at running back. They're more talented at tight end than the Packers are. And then when you do look at the quarterback position, Aaron Rodgers might be the GOAT before all is said and done. But if you're a head coach who wants to come in and install your offensive system, do you want the Hall of Fame quarterback who's pretty set in his ways? And depending on who you believe, him being set in those ways is part of the reason that the last head coach isn't here anymore. Or do you want the young, very talented guy who you can mold and teach this offense basically from scratch?
Also, look at the divisions. That's what I look at. I mean, the Bears up and coming with Matt Nagy. The Vikings are going to be around for a while, most likely, until they have to start paying some of those guys on the defensive
Patricia
side of the ball.
Over there in Detroit.
And you look at the Steelers, that's got to be coming to an end. I mean, Le'Veon's gone. Roethlisberger getting older. You know, Antonio Brown, obviously still the best receiver, but they're getting a little bit older. And then, you know, do you trust Lamar Jackson in Baltimore? Because I feel like people are going to figure him out next year. So I'd rather coach in that division than the NFC North right now.
And on the other side of the football here real quick, the Carolina Panthers underachieving, at least on the win-loss column. They've lost 4 straight, that right? And now an injury to their kicker, Graham Gano, is going to be out for this one. They did sign another kicker. Catanzaro is now a Panthers kicker. But let's get to injuries for this matchup, Cleveland and Carolina.
You mentioned Graham Gano, Tim. I don't need to do that. What you did mention was Greg Olsen re-injuring that foot and put on IR again. That is the end of his season. One more time for Greg Olsen. I got to think he's ready to hang him up, man. For the Cleveland Browns, no injuries of note to fantasy football players.
All right, the forecast, Cleveland and Carolina.
Anthony?
32 degrees. The scroll's not working on this computer. I think we need new batteries.
Okay.
32 degrees.
Use the arrow down.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, 32 degrees.
See, Tim told you.
Okay, that's it. 32 degrees.
32 right. degrees, baby.
Hold on. That's
Colts. Texans.
Texans. Wow.
I can't wait to this game.
Yeah, you know, I sniff a little bit of an upset here. I don't know about you guys, but the Colts.
I got the Colts plus five. Yep.
Yeah, when they fall 6-0 to the Jacksonville Jags last week, they've got a little chip on their shoulder now. Does the swagger continue for the Texans? Winners of, well, they're going after their 10th consecutive victory after starting out 0-3. They take it off the sheet, guys. I was reading this morning that they could be the one seed in the AFC. That is crazy to think about.
That somehow, even though they've won 10 straight, kind of flies under the radar. I mean, when you talk about the AFC, people talk about the Chiefs. Obviously, people talk about the Patriots.
Steelers.
I mean, yeah. The Texans are down on the list that people talk about when we're talking about contenders in the AFC.
Well, and coming into this season, Bill O'Brien, I mean, people didn't think he was going to make it through the whole season, right, especially starting 0-3. So it's been a turnaround for them.
It's amazing. It really is. It is 10 straight now, right? This is week 14.
Yeah.
Are they at
9 straight? Yep. 9 straight. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, and they've got some weapons, including Lamar Miller finding the fountain of youth, a 97-yard touchdown run. Wow. But this is a good game. It's Andrew Luck against the Houston Texans, and let's find out if there are injuries going to play a part here.
Wide receiver Dontrell Inman is out for the Colts with a shoulder injury. Wide receiver Tim, have we done this before? What is T.Y. Hilton's actual first name?
Oh, gee, Dwayne?
Eugene. He's questionable with the shoulder injury. Limited practice on Friday for the Houston Texans. No injuries. Oh, no, check that. Kiki Kute, who, as I've told you before, his real first name is Kevontae Kute. He is questionable with a hamstring. Limited practice on Friday.
All right, and that game down in Houston, that's a retractable. We'll take our first break here. Second hour of the program. A big time week for you in fantasy football. It's Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly, presented by Dave and Buster's in Wauwatosa. Week 14 in the NFL. Week 14 in your fantasy football season.
Kickoff cannot get here quick enough. Getting you all the info you need to win this week. It's Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly, presented by Dave and Buster's in Wauwatosa on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Ravens, Chiefs.
Yeah, and can the Chiefs keep things rolling? That's a tough game for the Kansas City Chiefs. This is a gut, and we'll get to your questions in hour number two at 799-1250. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. You can email right now, live, that's L-I-V-E, at 1057FMTheFan.com. It's a gut feeling. I think Lamar Jackson, after going 3-0 as a starter in the NFL, I think he has his first big hiccup game today. Again, this is just a little bit of a gut.
Well, I did see Joe Flacco's as the backup quarterback, so if they get down big, do you think they go away from Lamar Jackson and put Flacco back in?
I don't think so. I really don't. I got to think that they're going to stick. What is there to gain by going back to Joe Flacco at this point?
I want to see him rotate.
Baltimore Ravens.
They still have a playoff shot? I mean, that's the only thing. If they're down and they got to come back, I mean, Flacco's got an arm. I mean, Lamar Jackson, he hasn't shown it as a thrower.
I mean, they're in a playoff race. Now, on the other hand, Spencer Ware, those of you that scrambled the Jets once Kareem Hunt went on suspension or commissioner's exempt list or whatever it is, Spencer Ware, did you get the worth out of him? He got something. I think it was okay. Now, in this one, the other side of the ball, the running game, Edwards has done a nice job. And obviously you have Lamar Jackson's legs as well. Let's get to the injuries, Kansas City and Baltimore.
Injuries in this one, like you said, Tim, actually I think William said it, Joe Flacco is active today as the backup quarterback, listed as questionable with the hip injury. For the Kansas City Chiefs, Sammy Watkins is doubtful with a foot injury. He did not participate in practice on Friday. I would doubt very heavily that he plays. And Demetrius Harris, the tight end, questionable with a knee injury, also did not practice on Friday.
Southern portion of the country here getting some weather, but really hasn't. Now, last week it didn't impact. I don't know about this week. We'll continue to check our forecast. But what does it look like, Anthony, for Kansas City and Baltimore?
Not a lot going on. 34 degrees, pretty cold, but no rain, no snow, no sleet, no nothing.
Patriots, Dolphins.
Patriots do not play well down in Miami. And I don't know, like Tom Brady was saying, I mean, you can't blame this year on whatever happens this year on 6 years ago. And I agree with him. But trends are trends, and degenerate gamblers have been known to go on worse trends than this.
Have you, Horvat? Is that right?
Yeah.
I bet against any team that's playing in Miami just because I've been to Miami and I know what you do the night before the games, and I just know that nightlife, man. The women there, yeah.
You mean Le'Veon Bell knows that too, being down there and promoting that rap album. So.
Exactly. Yep. Also, Miami is where it's at.
And I didn't know this until the Bears played and lost there earlier this season. The way that the sun shines into whatever they're calling that
Hard Rock Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
They have shade on the home sideline.
Yeah.
No shade on the visitor's sideline.
So imagine being hungover and that sun just glaring on you.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know how that's allowed. I really don't know how that's allowed.
Did I notice that Tom Brady doesn't throw touchdown passes in abundance anymore? I think I did.
Did you?
Yeah, I think I did the last 5 weeks. He's got like two.
It's a keen observation, Tim.
It's not Tom Brady. Like, they can they flip the switch here today against the Dolphins?
He was, though, without his favorite touchdown target for a while there in Rob Gronkowski. That'll affect your touchdown passes if you're a Tom Brady.
But you insert Josh Gordon. You have Edelman coming back at week five. I mean, there were some weapons there for him to utilize. And again, vulturing on the ground touchdowns has always been out there in New England. But I mean, those of you suffering with Tom Brady here the last couple of weeks, he may be one of the reasons why you're not in the playoffs today. Let's check injuries, Dolphins and Pats.
Tight end Dwayne Allen for the Patriots is questionable with a knee injury. He was limited in practice on Friday. For the Dolphins, wide receiver Danny Amendola is questionable with a knee injury, limited practice on Friday.
And weather down in Miami, Anthony.
Hot.
82 sunny. Degrees, sunny skies, nothing else going on.
Humid.
Saints, Buccaneers.
Saints rolling.
Oh,
a lot of
actually,
people are
Tim,
saying.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Correction on something we just said a couple minutes ago. Joe Flacco is now inactive for this one, so no chance of him coming in and relieving Lamar Jackson.
Okay. All right. There you go. Saints rolling. A lot of people are saying that they are the shoe-in. You're going to lay down some money on one of your betting sites, or you're headed to Vegas. A lot of people putting some money on the Saints to take it off the sheet.
Let's not forget about the local bookie. Come on now. People need to make money around here, Tim.
Louie the bookmaker.
People too, yeah.
Yeah.
Joey.
Louie down the street sitting at the end of the bar. I did bet with Louie down at the end of the bar.
Did
many,
you?
Many years.
How's Louie doing?
Louie's a good dude.
Good.
Louie is a roller coaster, though.
Really? I can imagine. Louie the bookie.
Hold on. Louie the bookie who sits at the end of the bar and takes your bets is a bit of a roller coaster? I'm shocked.
I know that.
I'm shocked. He seems like a really stable, steady dude.
I'm telling you, some days he was just on cloud nine. He was loving his wife. The kids were great.
Yep.
And then
other days he's screaming at himself in the bathroom over a Jets-Giants game.
Hold on. Ryan, is your alias Louie?
Are you taking bets now, Ryan?
Did we just discover something here?
No.
Okay.
I don't sit at the end of the bar.
Okay. Right in the middle.
I pace.
Okay.
I pace back
and
forth.
I mean, you may see it to where there's a mutual betting window at local establishments soon. Guys, I wouldn't rule that out, that you literally have step up to the window and make your bets at a bar. That's probably going to happen
Ryan,
at some point.
Ryan is shedding a tear of joy right now as you speak, Tim.
I don't know if I want that to happen. That's just too easy. It's bad enough I got it at the access of my cell phone.
Oh, a part of you wants it to happen.
No, because that'll waste Louie. Even more money because I'll be drinking while I'm gambling.
You're not drinking when you gamble? I mean, what's going on?
Well, yeah, but you get a 6-pack or 12-pack and you spend $8. You sit at the bar, you're spending $8
for
a beer or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. Saints-Buccaneers, let's check the injuries.
Saints and Buccaneers, injuries in this one. No injuries to report for the New Orleans Saints and no injuries to report. Actually, check that. DeSean Jackson is out for the Buccaneers with the thumb injury.
I'm going to say about 80 degrees and sunny down in Tampa, Anthony.
You would be wrong. This is our Security Dan Memorial Weather Impact Game of the Week.
Okay.
81 degrees, rain in the forecast. It's going to be cloudy, wet, sloppy down in Tampa Bay.
Man. Any wind? Any wind?
Yeah, mild wind, about 15, 20 miles an hour. Something like that.
Giants.
Redskins.
Sorry, I wanted to see how long we could go.
just one more thing on the Saints. Was it last week that, it was a 13-10 loss by the Saints, and Drew Brees' owners were saying, what just happened to my machine of points? Wow. And it may have taken a player or two out of the playoffs. But NFC East matchup, Giants and Redskins. Redskins, they suffer a pretty severe injury to Alex Smith. And that about does it for the Redskins, or does it, guys, in the NFC East?
No, it does.
Which is not going to take much to win that division.
Yeah, Mark Sanchez ain't carrying
you mean
to the playoffs.
The Buff Fumble's not taking him to the playoffs?
No. Ugh. It's a wrap on the Redskins. It's probably your Cowboys that are going to step up into that void. So congratulations, buddy. You're going to get a division championship.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that game in just a second here. Mm-hmm. A big injury on the Giants offensive side of things. A guy that has caught for more yardage and more touchdowns than the rest of his teammates combined is now going to be out. Injuries, Giants and Skins.
Injuries for Giants and Skins. No injuries to report for the New York Giants. For the Washington Redskins.
Well, outside of Odell Beckham.
Odell Beckham? He's not on my injury
report.
Yeah,
he's got a quad injury.
Yeah,
he's out.
Out.
What?
He's definitely out.
He's out.
He's not
out
on the NFL.com injury report. And it's been a busy week for me, so I did not see that
well,
news.
Well, you printed that on Friday,
no,
right?
No, I printed it literally right before we came on the air. Seriously.
Yeah, he is out with a quad injury.
No, he's ruled out.
How does NFL.com not know that?
Unless they ruled him out yesterday, so they just didn't put it on there.
And yes, I'm passing the buck. Tim, do you know what Colt McCoy's actual name is?
No.
Daniel McCoy.
No, not the real. His name is
Daniel McCoy.
Yes, sir.
Little
he
Danny.
Is out with the broken fibula. And wide receiver Josh Dotson is questionable with a hip injury, limited in practice on Friday.
And the forecast in D.C., Anthony.
37 degrees, mild winds, clear skies.
Bengals, Chargers.
Bengals have some issues.
Yeah.
Chargers feel that they, with the AFC being, you know, what it's doing there outside of the Chiefs, I mean, maybe the Chargers, Philip Rivers, maybe they're thinking they have a shot at a Super Bowl here.
That's what I'm thinking.
And, yeah, they might. They might, guys. They're going to take on the Bengals. The Bengals D is awful. Start your Chargers. However,
start all your Chargers.
The injury report says, do we start Melvin Gordon or not?
Melvin Gordon is out with the knee injury. He is not going to play this afternoon. Also, Sean Culkin, their tight end, he is doubtful with a back injury. Did not practice on Friday. For the Cincinnati Bengals, wide receiver Joshua Post Malone is questionable with a hamstring injury. Full practice on Friday, and those are your injuries for Bengals and Chargers.
And the forecast in L.A.?
Pretty comfortable football conditions, 68 degrees, no rain, no wind.
All right, there you go. We'll take a break here. We'll come back with our Circle of Trust. You're going to need these picks. Deeper Sleepers, Adam Burnett has been on fire this year. We'll have that for you next. Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly, presented by Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa. This and every Sunday here on The Fan.
Do you want to be in the circle?
You are now on the inside of what I like to call the Circle of Trust.
Adam Burnett invites you in. Time now for the Circle of Trust. Who can you trust with this much on the line? We got you covered. Let's dig way deep for a sleeper that matters. The Circle of Trust on Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly, presented by Dave & Buster's on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
12 years of this particular program. Rami Makhlouf, Tim Allen. Rami, we've been doing this 12 years. Does it seem like 12 years?
Yes, Tim. No, Rami's actually just walking in, Tim. Sorry.
No, it doesn't, Tim. Not at all.
Okay. It just flies by. Adam Burnett, our Circle of Trust. People depending on you, Adam, in this week 14 as, whether it's daily fantasy or a huge win in their fantasy football league, first round of the playoffs. What do you have for your circle this week?
I'm going to play Andrew Luck again. He's had three or more touchdowns in eight games this season. He had a stinker last week. I think you have to play him against the Texans.
Yeah, that was a tough one. You know, a couple of weeks ago we talked about that Jacksonville D, and they've got the talent to step up and to have a game, And they did. It was just a couple of weeks after we had thought it was going to happen. But you're right. I like Luck in that Texans game. Probably some points in that one on both sides of the ball. Running back in week 14.
These are guys that I'm using in some deeper leagues. I have two of them. I like Justin Jackson of the Chargers. I think he dazzles. And in a 14-man league, I'm going to have to roll with Jeff Wilson of the 49ers as a flex.
Yeah, I don't mind the Wilson part of it. The Jackson thing, with Eckler there, and I still he was okay late. It was late, and maybe given this situation, given the matchup, you might see Eckler, you know, during garbage time on the sideline. So maybe late for Jackson. Wide receiver in week 14.
I lost Odell Beckham in a couple leagues, so I'm going to go with Chris Godwin of the Bucks. I'm also plugging and playing Zay Jones of the Bills. Kelvin Benjamin gone. I think Jones is their number one receiver. I think he can help you out in the flex as well.
And your tight end, which has been a big-time issue for a lot of fans this year.
I'm going to go with David Njoku against the Panthers. The Panthers' defense is terrible. Dart throw, deeper league, Dan Arnold of the Saints. There should be a lot of points versus the Buccaneers this week.
Yeah, and Njoku, that matchup against the Panthers looks very, very inviting. Those of you playing Daily Fantasy, you might want to plug him in there. Looks like he may have a bigger game. Kicker, IDP, and defense.
Brett Maher of the Cowboys. My defense is the Buffalo Bills. Sam Darnold, I think, will be a good quarterback at some point. Right now, he's a turnover machine. That's what you're looking for in the fantasy playoffs. Defenses that get turnovers. And my IDP is Deion Jones of the Falcons. I think he'll make some big plays against the Packers today.
Yeah, now stop that right now. All right, Adam, good luck. And I think you're going to be in studio, is that right, next week?
Yes, I'll be in studio next week. That way you'll have 2 hours to heckle me for cutting Derrick Henry on Thursday to get the Saints defense instead before the game.
All right, thank you, Adam Burnett. We'll talk to you next week.
That sounds great.
Broncos, 49ers.
I didn't know if he was going to say something else. Sorry, guys.
Okay, no, you're all right. No, hang on to the wheel.
I thought maybe he was going to. I thought he was going to go somewhere else with that, man. I'm not going to lie.
You know, once we start leaning, Rami, and you can attest to this, once we start leaning on a particular player in a given week, it sometimes backfires. In this, Jeff Wilson Jr., although everything tells you that he's going to put up double digits, everyone's too in love with him.
Right.
We'll find out. Broncos, with a couple of injuries to play a big role on both sides of the football. They lose a defensive corner. I believe it's a corner. Chris Harris, and then they lose Emmanuel Sanders. Let's get the rest of the injuries. Niners and Broncos.
Yeah, Chris Harris, like you said, Tim, is out with the fibula, did not practice on Friday. Emmanuel Sanders, now again, NFL.com did not have Odell Beckham Jr. They have him listed as limited in practice on Friday, but with no injury designation. He's not listed as questionable or doubtful or anything like that. So
I thought that was a blown Achilles.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah. They definitely said he's going to have season-ending surgery.
Okay.
So.
Then maybe they just haven't made the designation official yet, so he is out for this one. Okay.
So Jeff Hamilton, Cortland Sutton, they're gonna be. Now, maybe, as Adam Burnett put it, a dart throw. Rest of the injuries in this match.
For the 49ers, running back Matthew Breida is out with the ankle injury, did not practice on Friday. Pierre Garçon out with a knee injury.
Dante Pettis has stepped up for the San Francisco 49ers the last couple of weeks. We'll see what happens this week against a decent Broncos defensive secondary, although with that injury may open some doors there. And the forecast in the Bay Area.
Great playing conditions, 63 degrees, no wind, no chance of precipitation.
Lions, Cardinals.
Lions, Matt Stafford has fallen into, well, is he still a top 10 fantasy quarterback?
No.
No.
Yeah, no, I don't think you can say that. And the Arizona Cardinals coming off the victory over Green Bay, and David Johnson had some touchdowns vultured from him. But let's get right to injuries for the matchup between the Lions and Cardinals.
For the Detroit Lions, let's see here. Running back Nick Ballore is questionable with an ankle injury, limited practice on Friday. Wide receiver Bruce Ellington, questionable with a back injury, limited practice on Friday. Wide receiver Brandon Powell, questionable with a calf injury, limited practice on Friday. And tight end Michael Roberts,
questionable with the shoulder injury, limited practice on Friday. You probably don't have any of those guys on your fantasy team. For the Cardinals, wide receiver Chad Williams, questionable with an ankle injury, full practice on Friday, though, so he should go, and those are your injuries for the Lions and Cardinals.
Christian Kirk, did you mention him? Yeah, he's out for the year as well, the rookie wide receiver for the Cardinals, who maybe Dynasty League, maybe you had some thoughts on retaining him. All right, we'll take a quick break, get to the rest of our slate of games. Some fantastic games set up in Week 14 of the NFL. Week 14 in your fantasy matchup. Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly is presented by Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa. This and every Sunday here on The Fan.
That team over there, they can't beat us.
It's teamwork every Sunday morning. Join the fantasy footballers that will get you to the big game in your league.
Today is our day.
Anthony Mandela, Security Dan, Rami Makhlouf, and Tim Allen get it done every Sunday morning on Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly. Presented by Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Eagles, Cowboys.
Yeah, as we talked about when we began the show here this morning, each time frame of Week 14 in the NFL has some great matchups. The noon slate, obviously, with the Packers and Falcons, and the Joe Philbin era getting going. But you also have the
good
Colts,
games.
The Colts and the Texans. You have even the Patriots down in Miami to take on the Dolphins. Baltimore needing a win to stay in this thing against the Kansas City Chiefs. So some great matchups at noon, 3 o'clock with a couple more, and this is one of them. Eagles down in Dallas. Eagles trash-talking earlier this week were saying that the Cowboys are chokers, and you look at the history of the Cowboys, they choke. I can't necessarily disagree with that the last couple of decades. But then, you know, Dak Prescott answers back and says, well, losers talk about losing. And it's like, Dak, dude, they won the Super Bowl last year. Did you happen to catch that? So I didn't understand Dak's comments in that regard, but this is a great 325 kick in the NFL. And injuries are going to play a little part in this. Let's check them out. Philadelphia and Dallas.
Eagles are healthy as far as fantasy players are concerned. Tavon Austin for the Dallas Cowboys is out with the groin injury, and tight end Jeffrey Swaim is out with the wrist injury. Wide receiver Michael Gallup, questionable with an illness, did not participate in practice on Friday.
Guys, does Amari Cooper continue doing what he's doing?
Yeah, I think so. I told you when they made the trade, Tim, I was always an Amari Cooper believer. I thought he was just in a bad situation out there in Oakland. He's got all the tools, especially physically, to be a top-flight wide receiver in the NFL, and I think he's in a better situation now. It's still not an ideal situation because I don't have a whole lot of faith in Dak Prescott and even less faith in the head coach Jason Garrett as a play caller, but it's better than what he was involved in Oakland, and I think that the production will continue to come from Amari Cooper.
And Philly in desperate need of a victory, sitting at 6 wins, Dallas at 7. Dallas can be in the driver's seat. Weather not an issue down in the Jerry Jones Dome.
Steelers, Raiders.
It's another 3 o'clock game. Steelers, I don't know how they lost that game the other night. I went to bed and thinking that it was going to be a Steelers runaway victory. It didn't happen. Chargers come back. They win the football game. Steelers going to have to bounce back. Injuries, Steelers and Raiders.
Running back James Conner remains out with the ankle injury for the Steelers. For the Oakland Raiders, they are healthy outside of wide receiver Seth Roberts, who's questionable with a concussion, and Doug Martin, the muscle hamster, questionable with a knee injury. Both those guys, full practice on Friday, though, so it looks like they will be good to go for this one.
And a roster acquisition, C.J. Anderson, picked up by the Raiders. Okay.
C.J. Anderson's still in the league?
Well, he is now. He wasn't until this week, so.
Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
That's kind of crazy. By the way, the Chiefs did pick up Calvin Benjamin as well for the final 4 games
too.
Of their
season. Did you guys see that picture of him?
No.
He looks like he weighs about 210 pounds. He looks like he lost about 100 pounds.
I wouldn't recommend taking a flyer on either one of those guys this week. I mean, you're in big trouble if you got to go Anderson or Benjamin. Well, let's check the forecast in Oakland.
They should enjoy playing in this one as well. 57 degrees, almost no chance of wind, no chance of precipitation.
Rams, Bears.
Here we go, Sunday nighter. Just grab a bowl of popcorn, tuckle onto the couch or wherever you're going to watch this game. And it's going to be a good one for some reason. I do believe it will be a game. And for what you think of the Bears, I think they're a little ahead of their skis, Rami.
Yes.
I don't think that they're, quote, a powerhouse at all. But wins are wins, and they've been doing that. They get their quarterback back this week, do they not?
They do. Mitchell Trubisky will be under center for the Bears again on Sunday night.
And so for some reason, I think this is a game. They're in the game. I don't think they win the football game. I think the Rams get on track here, the second best offense in football. So I would say that there's points here. And remember, Trubisky did have a, what, 6-touchdown game this year?
Yes. That was against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's 6 TDs, but I think he puts up really good numbers today. I think you'll see tonight a lot of points scored, Rams, Bears, injuries.
Injuries in this one for the Los Angeles Rams. Running back Malcolm Brown is out with a shoulder injury. For the Chicago Bears, let's take a looky-loo, and they are healthy going into this game as far as fantasy players are concerned.
All right, and Anthony, the forecast, Sunday night football in Chicago.
It's the coldest game of the week, Tim. 23 degrees, but there's not going to be any snow, almost no wind.
Vikings, Seahawks.
Oh, great game again. Monday night football, same thing. Now, here's what you're going to have to do. However, Lodge Kohler show with Bill Michaels at 6. Mm-hmm. 7 o'clock is Hot Stove Weekly. Mm-hmm. We're talking winter meetings. Yes. Adam McAlvey will join us in Hot Stove Weekly at 7. So you miss maybe almost the first quarter, maybe 10 minutes of this game here, Vikings and Seahawks. But, man, what a matchup. You want to talk about a playoff game in early to mid-December? That's this one here. The Vikings need this win. Seahawks, are they underrated? I mean, they might be. I think they've won 4 in a row. Russell Wilson.
I just am not buying the Seahawks. And maybe I'm wrong, but throughout the season, I've not bought the Seahawks this year.
You buy Russell Wilson in the fourth quarter, though.
I mean, yeah,
that's when this game's going to get real good. Fourth quarter, Russell Wilson comeback time.
Yeah, he hasn't been throwing the ball that much, but when he does throw, 17, 18, 19 times, there's a lot of productivity out of what he's doing with limited. They got such a great running game that they bog it down. Horvat, you're the gambler. Mm-hmm. I like the points tonight in the Rams-Bears. I don't like the points tomorrow in the Vikings-Seahawks. Does that sound fair?
That sounds fair. I think my lock of the week, I really like the Bears tonight, man. You hear what Trubisky said? Not to go back, but in the press conference, he said they asked him about facing the best team in the NFC. He said he faces the best team in the NFC every day at practice. Calling the Bears the best team. That's a lot of confidence, man.
I love it.
I do. Mitch Trubisky. That guy's got some stones
me
on
too.
Him.
I do like him and his future.
I agree with the points on that. That's a good call.
A lot of young quarterbacks in the NFL, man. The NFL's in good shape for the next crop of quarterbacks. But this one, Vikings and Seahawks, Monday Night Football, injuries.
Chad Beebe for the Vikings, the wide receiver, is out with a hamstring injury. Tight end David Morgan is out with a knee injury for the Seattle Seahawks. Wide receiver Doug Baldwin, questionable with a hip injury, did not practice on Friday. Running back Rashad Penny, questionable with an ankle injury, full practice on Friday, so he should be good to go. And running back Curtis Madden, questionable with a chest injury, limited practice on Friday.
Tomorrow's forecast in Seattle, Anthony.
Shaping up to be 46 degrees, but dry. Not often it's dry in Seattle.
Falcons, Packers.
Here we go. That's going to kick off in about an hour from right now. Joe Philbin, the new head man. In Green Bay, Atlanta floundering a little bit. William, what do you make of some of the weapons there in Atlanta? As we have William in here from Allegra Allergy, they're tough to figure out.
They should be better. I mean, Matt Ryan, he started off really hot and then just disappeared. And when you have got Julio Jones on that team, Calvin Ridley, they should be doing way better than they are.
Devontae Freeman didn't help, and that was maybe the start of this thing. And you look back at tipping points, and we've talked about this before, but have the Atlanta Falcons truly recovered? I don't think at all of 28-3 lead in the Super Bowl. And,
wow.
And I think that will haunt them for years.
Yeah, I don't think they'll ever – I shouldn't say ever, because I do think Matt Ryan is on the lower end of what you would call a franchise quarterback, and anytime you have that, you can quickly work your way back up into contention. But this current incarnation of the Falcons, and by that I mean everything around Matt Ryan, I don't know if they'll ever reach that level again. I think it's going to take a little bit of an overhaul and some changes to that roster for them to shake that 28-3 comeback and get back to that level of play.
And to go with that too, I mean, it's their defense. I mean, they've had some injuries, but they've just had a terrible defense for years. You got to put someone around Matt Ryan on the other side of the ball to help him out.
It's just crazy. You don't really realize it when it happens, but certain moments happen for a franchise, and then you look back and you say, yep, it's right there. In that moment where, yeah, they'll be back. It's Aaron Rodgers. It's all these guys. And have they truly recovered? Not at all. In fact, you know, a matter of 4 years later, now there's a new head coach up there in Green Bay. So there are a lot of moments that you don't. How about the Malcolm Butler pick off Russell Wilson? Again, there's certain moments you don't realize them, but they do happen. So there's your full slate as we check injuries finally for the Green Bay and Atlanta matchup.
Injuries for Packers and Falcons. Packers are pretty healthy going into this one. Let's see here. Yeah, they don't have any injuries that would concern fantasy football owners. And for the Atlanta Falcons, tight end Logan Paulson is out with a knee injury. That's all you need to know as far as injuries go in this matchup.
And the forecast in Green Bay today, Anthony.
Second coldest game of week 14, 25 degrees, but no snow, no rain. Wind not going to be an issue either.
The only thing I would add, guys, into the injury report, the right side of the Packers' O-line, that could propose a little bit of a problem. But nonetheless, we're about an hour away from kickoff, week 14 in the NFL, week 14 in your fantasy matchup. Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly is presented by Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa. We got the full crew here today. Tim Allen, Rami Makhlouf, William from Allegra Allergy Relief, Ryan Horvath, Anthony Mandela, and we'll get to your calls at 414-799-1250. This is huge for you guys. I get it, man. But even if it's, again, for what it's worth, even if it's what commonly is referred to as the toilet bowl, that, you know, the lower tier of your fantasy football season goes at it for,
so
I don't know.
You're saying I should bother taking Odell Beckham Jr. out of my lineup?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
aren't
you
on bye this week?
I'm on bye in the station league. In my big league, I'm out. I'm in the toilet bowl bracket.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So, okay.
Is there money involved in the toilet bowl bracket?
I think you can win like $20.
Well, there you go. Hey,
yeah,
man.
That's two beers at the bar.
That's true.
That's
all right.
True.
You guys convinced me. I'll go make a lineup change.
That'll go into the Vegas hopper, right?
I told you at the start of the show, Tim, I was really looking forward to just a quiet, stress-free day on the couch of watching football and not worrying about my fantasy team. But you're going to guilt me into caring about the toilet bowl. Fine. I'll do it, okay?
Yes. And I think we should. So I'm going to take a break here from Daily Fantasy this week. And I've been on a little bit of a roll, making some money 3 consecutive weeks. Here's why. I didn't have an opportunity, guys, and you can relate to this. Sometimes you just know. So I was going to play 2 pools on Thursday prior to kickoff. One of the pools was going to have Derrick Henry in it, and the other was going to have Deion Lewis in it. So I'd be covered in the backfield for Tennessee. And I didn't get a chance to get my lineups chosen and registered in and whatnot on DraftKings. Do I try and recover from that faux pas? Or just leave it alone?
Take the week. I would say take the week.
Yep. Yep, I agree.
You need to recover from that.
I mean, dude scored like 50 points. You're chasing that already in most of these pools.
Right.
That's crazy. Crazy, crazy. All right, Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly presented by Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa. We'll get to your calls. If you hit us up on Facebook and Twitter, we'll get to you guys. You can email live at 1057fmthefan.com. Week 14 in the NFL. We'll be back on The Fan.
Tim and Rami take your calls now at 414-799-1250. Kickoff is almost here. This is Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly, presented by Dave & Buster's on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
I apologize for the late time here getting to your calls at 414-799-1250.
Yeah, Horvath, you're supposed to keep us on track, dude.
Yes.
Well done.
Yes.
There's no keeping you guys on track.
Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly, like once Mike again McCarthy. Presented by Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa, Tim, Rami, and your calls, tweets, and emails. And we will get to as many of you as we can. Have a pretty good run going here on the right choices. And this is huge, 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 huge. Where do we start out? Rami Makhlouf.
We will start on the northwest side with our guy, Tony. Tony, what's your question, sir?
Good morning, sir. Good morning.
It is.
Very big trouble. I have to win or I'm out. It's that simple. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Okay, quarterback, I got two questions, actually, really quick. Jared Goff against Chicago, Carson Wentz against Philly. That's the
wow.
You mean Carson Wentz against Dallas?
Dallas, yeah. Yep. Boy, that's a tough one. I just... With Carson Wentz being as inconsistent, now starting to roll a little bit, I'll grant you that. But as inconsistent as he has been for 14 weeks, despite the tough matchup on Sunday Night Football tonight, I still say Jared Goff.
I'm going to go the other way, Tim. I mean, you just look at the defenses that these guys are facing, and that Dallas defense has really, I mean, over the last 4 or 5 weeks, you've seen noticeable improvement from them week in and week out. And I think that the Bears-Rams game has a chance of being a shootout, and we've seen people put up big numbers against that Rams defense. That defense is...
They gamble a lot, the corners do.
They gamble a lot, and it's effective in the sense that they cause a lot of turnovers and in some big spots, but they give up yards, they give up points. That Rams defense can be had from a fantasy football standpoint.
Well, the other thing I'll say, too, is with the Rams defense, you know, Mitch Trubisky coming back, those dump-offs to Tariq Cohen will definitely open up that game because you know the Rams are going to be blitzing a lot.
Well, the question was Goff or Wentz, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think we can all agree it's Goff, correct?
No, Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're going to go golf.
I thought
Trubisky
was the other one. I got confused.
Yeah.
No, I'm going golf then.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Tony, what's your second one?
The second one is man, Leonard Fournette failed me big time. Spencer Ware against Baltimore or Adrian Peterson against
Giants.
AP for me.
I
don't
know,
he had a
90-yard
run and then didn't get to 100 yards last week.
He didn't, and he was shut down something fierce.
I'm not playing anybody against Baltimore right now.
I don't like any Redskins at all. I mean, not at all. Despite a matchup that does say they'll get on the board, probably. I like Spencer Ware in this. That's a tough matchup. But is that a PPR, Tony?
Oh, sorry, half-point PPR.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm going to go Spencer Ware.
Yeah, I would go Spencer Ware as well.
All right, gentlemen, wish you luck.
Yeah, Tony, win and get in, man. You hate to be in that situation, but it happens to all of us. I mean, it's the coup de grace here today for a lot of us. Win and you're in, lose and you're out and eliminated, your season's done. And, oh, man, it's tough.
Let's keep on helping people out then, Tim, and let's go to Tim in Tosa. What's your fantasy question, Timmy?
All right, boys, wild card weekend.
There we go.
PPR, I just need one of these. Dante Pettis, Michael Crabtree, Tyrell Williams, Ito Smith, or I could go pick up Chris Conley. I got Pettis in there at the moment.
Yep, that's where I'm leaning. That's where I'm leaning.
Who was the last guy you said? I'm sorry.
I could go Ito Smith, or I could go pick up Chris Conley.
For the Chiefs.
Tyrell Williams, Crabtree, Pettis.
I'd go with Pettis. I'm with Tim on this one.
Yeah, that's a tough one because there's not a ton of track record here. Now, as of late, yes, you're rolling. You would assume the points are a little bit lower, San Francisco against Denver. They are in San Francisco. Pettis is on a roll. I love Dante Pettis in a dynasty league. I love that dude moving forward.
Right.
For the future. Once they get their guns back in San Francisco, he may be the absolute drop-dead number one out there. Yeah, I'm going to go Pettis, and it's a tough gamble, Tim, but you got to go Pettis.
Yep, I've been holding him all year. I think I'll leave him in there.
Thanks for the call, Tim. Right. Appreciate it. You can also email live at 1057fmthefan.com. It's the Wendy's inbox. Jason did that. He said, good morning, guys. Who should I start at QB today, Jared Goff or Jameis Winston? That's Jason in Crowley, Texas. Says, go Pack, go.
Yeah, that's a little bit tougher, I think, than the Wentz-Goff question.
Now, it was Fitzpatrick under center the first time these two teams played, Tim, but do you remember that game? I believe it was week two. Where these two teams just went back and forth, blow for blow. I think you can expect the same thing again today. The Saints' defense has improved some as the season has gone on, but they can still be had, especially in the passing game, and give up some touchdowns. I think I'm going Jameis Winston over Jared Goff here.
William, does it change anything to know that you can go -4 on Winston heading into the game? You know what I mean? He's probably going to throw two picks. So you're -4. You're behind the eight ball a little bit immediately. Can he recover enough to surpass what Goff could do against that tough defense?
I do. I mean, if you look at the Rams, like they're definitely going to be leaning on Todd Gurley big time in this game, I think, to help out. So I think Winston has the potential to put up big points against the New Orleans team that's gotten into shootouts also. I mean, they've had some high scoring games, so I think Winston's the play here.
I think he's had the highest QB rating since week 10, Jameis Winston, which is tough to believe because he's been in and out of the lineup and benched like 15 times already this season.
Yeah, I do think it's closer than the Wentz-Goff question. So that being said, we answered two questions here. If you have a question between Jameis Winston and Carson Wentz, then we're going to say Winston.
Yeah.
But in this case, it's Winston against Goff, and that high-flying Ram offense, too tough for me to sit. It's just too tough for me to sit. I'm going to still stick with Goff here.
William, you're the tiebreaker.
I'm going with Winston.
All right. Smart man. I like this man. I like this dude. Really like this guy. Let me get another email in here. This is from I asked for pronunciation clarification from our guy whose name is spelled K-O-U. He says it's pronounced like coup. Coup. I've been
coup.
Saying, yeah, I thought it was either cow or
cow.
Cow. I don't know, but good to know. It's coup.
I like coup.
Playoffs start next week. I'm in fourth place at 7-6. My wife is in fifth place at 6-7. She played Derrick Henry, just claimed him off waivers,
man.
And I drafted him. It's a 10-person husbands versus wives league. Playoff teams get a 60-inch 4K TV. We got to get this dude
nice.
A win. We got to get Koo a win more than we've ever needed to get somebody a win.
That's awesome.
It says non-playoff teams get nothing but pies in the face championship weekend. I have Russell Wilson at quarterback. Should I pick up Lamar Jackson versus the Chiefs or Winston versus the Saints or keep Wilson standard league? Please help.
So I like his question, other two options.
The question is Wilson, Jackson, or Winston? Out of those three, I think I'm going to – I have a feeling I'm going to be telling a lot of people to start Jameis Winston today,
yeah.
And I'm going to do it on back-to-back questions.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. Just there's too much limited attempts by Russell Wilson.
Right.
Although, like we said, he does manage to get some points on the board with those limited attempts. What did he throw last week? I think 18 attempts. Is what he had. I like the numbers, the volume. Winston's going to have some volume.
All right. Do we need to take a break, Ryan, or we got time for one more call?
Oh, let's do one more call.
Bob, South Milwaukee, what's your question for Fantasy Football Weekly?
Yeah, fellows. I got a question, not for today so much, but the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
Okay. Emmanuel Sanders got hurt, so I have Sutton, but I can pick up Zay Jones, San Diego Charger receivers, the Brown receivers. Any thoughts on that?
Zay Jones and who? You said the Browns receivers and who else?
San Diego, or sorry, like
Callaway,
the Charger receivers.
Callaway, Landry. I'm assuming you're talking about Callaway, and I'm assuming you're talking about someone like Mike Williams, and yeah.
I think you stay with Cortland Sutton. I mean, he's clearly the number one guy in that offense.
I'm a big fan of Cortland Sutton, man.
I mean,
I like him in keeper leagues, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, moving forward. Sutton's your guy. Stick with him.
Stick with him.
Right.
Yep. Yep. All right. Yeah, Buffalo's, it's tough to go to Buffalo, man. although anybody can pop up and have that game, and Zay Jones did a week or two ago with a couple of touchdowns. But Courtland Sutton's a more solid play. And if you're in a position to gamble, okay, maybe you go with the higher end, but Sutton's your call there. 799-1250. It's Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly presented by Dave and Buster's in Wauwatosa. It's week 14. It's week 14 in your fantasy season. You're hanging on by a thread. We'll help you out next. You're on the Fan.
Tim and Rami take your calls now at 414-799-1250. Kickoff is almost here. This is Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly, presented by Dave and Buster's on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
If you sent us a question on Twitter, we'll get to that in just a bit. Also, Facebook, same deal. You email live at 105.7FMTheFan.com, and we'll get your question answered as best we can. We'll break it down. Lightning round count up, social media portion of the program up next. And if you're sitting there with a decision that just, I'm going to go to you, William, on this.
Yeah.
A decision, you got to pick one, Njoku, DJ Moore, or Dante Pettis.
Oof.
Mm. And it's only one.
I think what you said earlier about Pettis is a good point. I mean, that for some reason they've been able to move the ball. I know they're in Denver, it's got a good defense, but Pettis has looked good over the last couple weeks. So
if this particular individual threw him into the flex, and now it would be between DJ Moore and Njoku.
Oof.
I'm probably going Njoku.
Me too. I mean,
slightly. Oh, William,
I agree.
I'm with you, right. Rami. Yeah, slight lean towards.
So,
okay.
Let me ask you this real quick. If you're on Yahoo League, is Jalen Samuels out there? Because he can be played as a tight end or a running back for Pittsburgh.
That is going to make people money, that designation.
Oh,
I can tell you that right now. And someone's going to be pissed. Someone is going to be fuming over that designation.
Well, I mean, if he's out there, you should pick him up because they're talking about Connor might be out for a couple weeks now too.
Guys, we ran into this, a similar situation many, many years ago. And yes, Rami, you can call me old.
You're old.
But when we had to change some rules in fantasy football back in the day when this was first getting going, and we called it, I think, the Deion Sanders rule was number one because he was playing corner and he was playing wide out. And who was the dude, Cordell Stewart, another guy that we had to make a few rule changes. This is designated from the site, the actual site. I don't know if this is exactly fair. Has he taken a snap at tight end for the Pittsburgh Steelers this year?
I got to say, I've always thought that if a guy plays multiple positions, that you should be able to start him at multiple positions in fantasy football. I never understood the debate about that, and I was really happy to see earlier this season, I don't know if this was across all fantasy football platforms, if you will, but when Cordarrelle Patterson started getting snaps at running back for the New England Patriots, Yahoo, instantly, the week after he got carries at running back, instantly added running back next to his name as a label and gave you the option of starting him at running back.
Ty Montgomery last year.
Yep. So with Samuels, he actually went through the combine as a tight end. So that's why they left that designation as a tight end and added running back when they started talking about him as running back in Pittsburgh.
So I'm glad the fantasy football world is coming around on that and giving these guys that flexibility that they have on a football field. I've said this before, Tim. I think that fantasy football in its purest, most truest form, you're measuring a guy's actual impact on a football team and on a football game, or at least getting as close as you can to measuring their impact on an actual game. And so when a guy can impact a game from multiple positions, you should have that flexibility in fantasy.
414-799-1250.
Let's go back to the phones and go to who's up next? Brian in Pewaukee. What's your question?
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, Brian, go ahead.
All right, guys. It's a must-win for me to make it to the playoffs. And non-PPR league, I start to be running backs. Two of them already. I'm starting Lindsay and Gurley, so that's fine. So it's a battle between Jackson for the Chargers or Wilson for the 49ers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. Oh, and I had Henry on the bench. So
I'll
throw that out there.
I just hate that. I feel your pain, man. Yeah, that's tough. I would go with Jeff Wilson Jr.
I'm leaning with Jackson because I don't like having Lindsey and Wilson in the same game. Plus, Denver's defense is better. So I'll be honest, right now, I'm leaning with Jackson. So I don't know what you guys think.
Is it a PPR?
No, it's not. Non-PPR.
Ooh, okay. That does make a little bit of a difference. Do you think the Chargers are going to blow out the Bengals?
Yeah, I do. And I really don't think the 49ers might get blown out by the Broncos. So it's kind of like, how much is Wilson going to impact that if they're going to be throwing all day?
Absolutely, and that's why we lean toward Pettis in our conversations. And sure. And in this case, again, we talk about everyone going crazy over Jeff Wilson Jr. A lot of times that just backfires on all of us.
I know.
We dub it Jeff Wilson Jr. Day today, and he had 2 touchdowns and a 140. No, I'm going to go with Jackson based on this. The Chargers get out front and get in a commanding lead.
Yep.
He's going to be a workhorse for you. The points may add up late in that game.
Okay. All right. I'll keep it the way it is. All right.
All right. Good luck, man.
Yep. You read my mind, Timmy. That's exactly what I was thinking. And I was just about to jump in with that point. I think the Chargers get up big, and then that's...
Cincinnati's run defense is terrible,
just
too.
Awful. Everything about Cincinnati's defense is terrible. Yeah. You literally... This isn't an exaggeration. You can make the argument that statistically this Bengals defense is the worst in the history of the sport of football.
Maybe. It seems like a brutal place just to live and, like, breathe the air, too.
Worse than Cleveland?
No, that Cincinnati air cannot smell or taste good. Cincinnati air cannot be good.
You never heard anybody say, I'm trying to take a vacation to Cleveland.
You know, Tim, last week we got an email. It was a tweet. People not pleased with our picking on the city of Jacksonville. So we've moved on to Cincinnati for those of you who were upset by our picking on the city of Jacksonville.
Right.
Guy in Brookfield emails live at 1057FMTheFan.com. Says, hey, guys, win and guaranteed in. Going against a guy who has Breeze and Michael Thomas, I doubt they will have another game as bad as last week, so need to make all the right calls. Half-point PPR, Josh Gordon or DJ Moore?
Good one.
Give him to me again one more time.
Josh Gordon or DJ Moore, it's a half-point PPR.
I think
DJ Moore.
I'm worried about Cam Newton's shoulder, man.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Well, Moore had the couple of games in a row there where he was sort of a monster, and then what did he do last week?
I don't think
he did much at all last week. And I think if you're going on that kind of roll, I mean, I'm not convinced DJ Moore is quite there yet. I know we talked about him about a month ago, and Adam Burnett, our circle of trust, loves him moving forward, and maybe a bunch of fantasy points in his future, but I think the hot hand may play a better role here. I don't know if DJ Moore is that guy.
No, I think I'm going Josh Gordon in this one.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Back to the phones and to Ken in Brookfield. What's your question, Ken?
Hey, what's up, guys? PPR league, Drew Brees or Phillip Rivers?
Either one's good. Yeah.
I don't think you can go wrong with either Phillip Rivers or Drew Brees this week. I mean, they're both going to be shootouts. Maybe Rivers won because we just talked about how bad Cincinnati's defense is.
I was just going to say, don't you go with the quarterback in the game that's going to be closer when you have a choice like this, right? Because he's going to be the guy who's going to be throwing the ball more and deeper into the game.
Yeah.
So that'll probably be Drew Brees. Like I told you, last time those two teams met, an absolute shootout. I think there was right around 80, 85 points scored in that game. So I'm going with
you're in great shape with Brees. Sure. Yeah, yep. For sure.
All right.
If I could, real quick, Calvin Ridley or Tyler Boyd?
Oh, Ridley.
Yeah.
Ridley?
Ridley.
Boyd's got a they're going to be playing from behind, right?
Yeah.
So, well, Tim, this might help. I was listening to a podcast earlier this week. Tyler Boyd actually puts up lower points per game without A.J. Green than when A.J. Green is in the game.
Mm-hmm. That's a great stat. That is a great stat.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right. You
got
it.
Appreciate the call. Here's an email live at 1057FMTheFan.com. It's to Wendy's inbox. It comes from Eric in Mequon. It says, morning, fellas. Need two of these three running backs, Gus Edwards, Josh Adams, or Jeff Wilson. Thanks. You really like Wilson this week, don't you, Tim?
Well, I think a lot of people do. Mm-hmm. In PPR, I think there's a lot of check down action for him.
So
you're probably going to get 5 catches out of him.
But the more first of the two?
No.
Oh.
No. No.
Okay.
The more we talk about it throughout the morning here, guys, maybe I'm starting to gravitate away from Jeff Wilson Jr.
You've talked yourself out of it?
Maybe.
Okay. So you're going Edwards and Adams.
I do like both of those guys.
Edwards was the first guy that I was thinking. I assumed you'd go Jeff Wilson, and I was going to go with you, but now you've
over
got
me. Adams?
Yeah.
I feel like in that Kyle Shanahan offense, though, I mean, look at, they had Jarrett McKinnon. He went out. Breida stepped up. Now he's out, and they had Mostert for a little bit. He did well.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that offense is just built for a running back.
And that's why you get a built-in 5 points on some receptions.
Sure.
Right. So we're giving him Edwards and Adams?
I think we're gonna give him Edwards and Wilson.
Edwards and Wilson?
Yep, let's go Edwards. That's what I'm going to go, Edwards and Wilson. That's a close call between Adams and Wilson. But Dallas's D has been stepping up lately, and
I'm good with that.
Wilson in a PPR for sure.
Let's get in Brian in Pewaukee before a break. He's been hanging on patiently. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys, good morning. I got another quarterback question and a defense. I got Kirk Cousins, Josh Allen, and I'm feeling a little risky with him, and Carson Wentz, and I'm kind of down on him with against Dallas. So I just want your guys' opinion on that.
Who was the second guy? It was
Josh Allen.
Uh-huh.
Josh Allen against the Jets. Carson Wentz was the
Allen's been Allen's been putting up points,
guys. Think I'd go with Allen.
Yes. You're saying Allen?
Yeah, I think so.
He's been putting up points. He has
awesome.
Been.
Awesome. It's, yeah, okay.
Sometimes the numbers don't lie, man, and those numbers, he's been easily a top 10 lately.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins hasn't been good prime time as of late. I don't know.
True.
It's true.
Yeah. Okay. And defense, I'm thinking about sitting the Bears and going with Buffalo.
No.
I don't.
No?
No.
No.
Takeaways, sacks, I don't know.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that at least will prevent a nightmare.
I don't
just based
defense,
on those sacks and a couple of turnovers. I think that, worst-case scenario, you get an average defense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
okay,
you got to go with
guys.
The Bears, right, guys?
Yeah, I'm sticking with the Bears. Absolutely.
Stick with the studs. All right. Okay, all right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian. 799-1250, social media, Facebook and Twitter. Email live at 1057fmthefan.com. That is next here, Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly, presented by Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa, here on The Fan.
Put your game face on. Let's go.
Time to hit up social media. Get your questions in on Twitter, Facebook, and email. You're listening to Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly, presented by Dave & Buster's in Wauwatosa on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, so you hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. You email live at 1057FMTheFan.com. We'll get to that, or as many as we can, right now, Rami Makhlouf.
Yes, Tim Allen. It is time for your social media questions. You can send those. We have a post at facebook.com/1057FM The Fan asking for your fantasy football questions, or tweet them at 1057FM The Fan. Not at Rami is tweeting. I mean, if you want to tag me and you follow me, I greatly appreciate it, but it just might not be seen if you don't send it to the station account. So at 1057FM The Fan is where to send your fantasy football questions via the Twitters. That's what Nick did. He asks Wilson or Luck this week. Timmy?
Andrew Luck.
Yeah,
He bounces back, and there should be some points in that Colts-Texans game.
David tweets at 1057FM The Fan, and at Rami is tweeting, and at Tim Allen Rants. That's how you follow Timmy. Evans, Boyd, Godwin, Reynolds, I need two PPR, and he wants me to respond via tweet. He's taking his kids to see Santa and can't tune in.
Aw, that's nice.
Okay, so do we
I
do it?
I remember those days.
Before, you've told me not to do that, that if they're not listening, then don't give them the answer that they're asking for. Is this a special exception because he's taking the kids to go see Santa?
All right. Special dispensation here of Mike Evans.
Okay.
And Boyd.
Evans and Boyd? All right, give me a second. I don't type fast. Evans, Boyd. Boyd is just 1D, right? Yes, okay. All right, question
there
answered.
You go. Look
You're welcome.
That.
Merry Christmas. Tell the kids
Super
we said
serve
hi.
The audience.
Here's a Facebook question from Adam. Looking for one in the flex. Thielen, Cooper, Samuels, or Sutton? And he needs just one.
He said Thielen, Cooper,
Samuels, wow, or Sutton.
Good gosh.
That's a good stable of wide receivers you're picking from. I think I'm going to stick with Thielen.
Yeah, I think you have too.
Right? Yes. Okay. Yeah. Jeffrey, Rams D or Cowboys D?
I'm going Cowboys.
Yeah, yeah. And then that's, yeah, I think you're in better shape there. I just feel that there's a few points in that Rams-Bears game for whatever reason, despite the Chicago defense. I just think there's probably, you know, closer to 45, 50 points.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you guys and say the Cowboys. This is from Patrick on Twitter, at 105.7FM, the fan. Where Cohen, White, Eckler, I need one at flex. Thanks. That's a tough one.
Does it say PPR?
It does not. Just based on touches and carries, I think I'm leaning Austin Eckler in this one. I don't know about you guys.
Did you say Cohen in that list?
Yeah.
Yes.
Tariq Cohen?
Yes.
Yes.
Had a huge week last week.
I was going to say, I don't know how you go away from him right now.
I agree.
He just hasn't been consistent. And I have him in the one league that I'm still alive in. And I like Tariq Cohen, but he just hasn't been as consistent as the rest of these guys. I don't know if people realize how good Austin Eckler has been. And with Melvin Gordon out, he's going to get all the touches out of the Chargers' backfield.
I don't know. He had a chance last week, and
that's
I feel
true.
Like he didn't.
And he failed.
That's why Jackson's in the conversation.
And special seasons, as I've always said, are made of special stories. And I think one of the special stories offensively in Chicago, I say one of, is Tariq Cohen. They're finally Nagy and that group of coaches. They're learning how to utilize Tariq Cohen. And I think he's rolling. I see a bunch of points for him.
Here's a Facebook. So you guys overruled me on that one, which is fine. Steven on Facebook, need one wide receiver. DJ Moore or Josh Gordon?
Gordon. Something seems funky outside of McCaffrey and that Carolina offense.
True. Yeah, they
have
something
haven't. Just seems a little funky.
Tim, didn't you bring up that Tom Brady down in Miami, though, not throwing a lot of touchdowns? I mean, how do you feel in there?
You would the switch gets flipped at some point, and you know, again, I've been predicting that the last couple of weeks, and offensively it just hasn't fully for the passing game for the Patriots, but at some point they are going to start ratcheting up a little bit, and it's, you know, again, if past history is anything, Tom Brady says no, that those were, you know, those teams then, and now we're a different team. I think the switch does get flipped, and he at least throws two TDs in a win over the Dolphins.
And you'd think one of them goes to Gordon.
Yeah.
All right. Here's another Facebook question. This is from Eric. Texans D or Saints D?
Wow.
I think I'm going Texans here.
Yeah.
I think that might be a little bit lower scoring than we think.
All right. Let's go back to Twitter. This is from Morgan. He says, Ramils and Timmy need a win, PPR, Diggs or Woods? Thanks, guys.
Woods.
Ooh, yeah,
Woods.
He's just so solid. I mean, he's not going to be Antonio Brown, but that dude puts up points.
Right. Yeah, yep. I'll go with you guys and say Woods. This is from Patrick on Twitter, at 105.7FM, the fan. Luck or Watson?
Playing against each other.
I'm going to take Luck.
I think the Colts win the game, so I'm going to take Luck.
Yeah, slight edge to Luck only because of bounce back reasons. Had Luck thrown, you know, three or four touchdowns last week against Jacksonville, I probably would flop the other way. But we all know that this is somewhat cyclical.
Right.
And so Andrew Luck is probably poised. I don't know if they win the game like you, Horvath. I'm not sure about that. I do think there's points. I disagree with you. I think there's points in this game. I think it's a little bit of a shootout, Texans and Colts.
Let's knock out a couple more Facebook questions before we move on to the lightning round. And we will continue to answer social media questions in the lightning round. But here's one from John. Need three, half PPR, Lamar Miller, James White, LeSean McCoy, Spencer Ware, or Jeff Wilson Jr.? Thanks.
Miller,
I was just
Ware,
gonna say, you
Wilson.
Can't go away from Miller at this point. He's just been too hot the last few weeks. Ware Yeah, I think you got to go with him over the other options that you have. It is a tough choice for me between Jeff Wilson and James White. I don't know about you guys. LeSean McCoy is the first person I scratch off this list, but between Wilson and White, I think that's a closer decision than I think making it out to be, isn't it, Tim?
You said it's PPR? It
is. It's a half PPR.
Half PPR?
Yeah.
I'm going to roll the dice on Wilson.
I'm gonna go James White. I'm going to go to the tiebreaker. And William, what do you say, Will?
We're giving you James White.
All right. And one more Facebook question here before the break. Adam Watson or Trubisky? That's a tough one.
Ooh, yeah. Like them both.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm going Deshaun Watson.
I feel like Mitchell Trubisky is going to need to throw the ball more to try and keep up in that game. And so I'm going to go with Mitchell Trubisky.
Oh, I don't know. Trubisky coming off the injury, though.
Yeah.
That scares me. I'm going Watson.
The team that's rolling, and he's the leader, and I think you won't be disappointed if it's a difference of 3 or 4 points. What you want to avoid is just a complete meltdown. Obviously, Watson gives you a much better chance. That's the team that is rolling. Lightning round is next. A couple of minutes before kickoff, Week 14 in the NFL. Week 14 in your fantasy matchup. Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly, presented by Dave and Buster's in Wauwatosa, here on The Fan.
For the lightning round. Call 414-799-1250 or post on Facebook and Twitter. No spin, no justification, no matchup, no philosophy. Just your question and our answer. This is the lightning round on Allegra Allergy Relief Fantasy Football Weekly, presented by Dave and Buster's in Wauwatosa on The Fan.
10 minutes away from kickoff, Week 14 in the NFL, Week 14 in your fantasy football matchup. A lot of folks are in a position of win or your season's over. We get it. We totally get it. Lightning round here. You give us the question, we'll give you the answer, and we don't justify it and try and make sure you're aware of why we chose what we chose.
We don't analyze. We don't talk about matchups.
Sometimes we accidentally do, but
statistics.
We do.
Nope, you just scream names
at
us. We scream names back at you.
It's tough. As you guys know, it's tough not to justify why you're giving the answer. That's what's crazy about it. We're so used to saying, well, here's why we want Justin Jackson in there.
Yeah, but nope. In most other aspects of my life, I don't reason or use logic, Tim. I just make rash decisions. I make decisions.
Like a robot.
Right, exactly. Yes.
Rami Robot.
Exactly.
Yes.
Should we get to this?
Let's do it.
Dan, Wind Lake, what's your question?
PPR, Cortland Sutton or Tevin Coleman?
Cortland Sutton.
Tevin Coleman.
William?
Oh, man. I'm giving you Tevin Coleman.
All right. Email, this is from Anthony. Goff or Wentz, half PPR, Ware or AP? Ware.
Goff.
Wait,
no,
did you say two different questions there?
I'm sorry. Yeah, hold on.
Yes.
Goff or Wentz is the first question. Goff, half PPR, Ware or AP? Ware.
Ware.
All right. Facebook question, this is from... Damn, I forgot where I left off. Did we do Deshaun Watson or Jared Goff?
Yeah, we did that
Okay, then Greg has a question asking for my brother. Need one for a half-point PPR league, DJ Moore, Jarvis Landry, or LeGarrette Blunt?
Landry.
I would go with Landry. So, Tim, you've been overruled. Here's a Twitter question from Christian. Please help me win my playoff game in a full PPR league at work. I need two of these people. Justin Jackson, Josh Allen, Zay Jones, Dante Pettis, Curtis Samuel. I keep going back and forth between them. For me, the first guy in is Pettis, and after that,
Jackson.
Yeah, I'll go with Jackson. I'll go with you on that one. Back to the phones. Tyler, Bayview, what's your question?
Yeah, I'm in a PPR league. One of three I need. Galladay, McCoy, or Pettis?
Galladay, McCoy, or Pettis. Mm-hmm. Pettis.
Mm. Pettis for sure.
Pettis.
All right, email from Anthony. This isn't you, Mandela, is it? No, it's not. Goff or... Oh, no, I already read that one. This is from Trevin.
from South Milwaukee. Good morning, guys.
I like that name.
I need two of these three running backs for my playoff matchup. Adams, Barber, or McCoy. Needs two of three. He doesn't specify PPR or not. Adams, Barber, McCoy. You go with Adams and McCoy? Yeah.
Adams and McCoy.
Not going to be working here anymore.
Oh, yeah. Right? Adams and McCoy. Here's a, let's see if I can get Facebook to open. Eric, 2QB League. I need to start two. Breeze, Ryan, Josh Allen. Breeze and Ryan.
Yes.
All right. Twitter question.
I would like to say more, but...
Okay. let's see here. Twitter. Luck or golf?
No. Hold on.
Okay.
Breeze and Allen. Sorry.
Breeze and Allen? I'm sticking with mine.
I'm doing Breeze and Allen. I'm sitting Matt Ryan in the league this week for Allen, so...
Joe Mama has two questions. Luck or golf or pick up Josh Allen? I say luck.
Yep.
And then Ebron or Evans? Ebron.
Evans.
William?
Evans, which...
He just says Evans. I'm assuming Mike.
I'm going to Ebron.
All right. Back to the phones and to the north side. Sean, what's your question?
One of three wide receivers PPR. Landry, Sanu, or Shepard?
And you said one of three?
Yes.
Shepard.
Shepard.
All right. Email. I already read that one. God, I got to get my stuff together. Steve says, love the show. Keep up the good work. Running back question, standard scoring, two of the following three, James White, Justin Jackson, Spencer Ware.
Jackson and Ware.
I'm going to go White and Ware. William?
I'm going Jackson and Ware.
All right. Let's knock out these phone calls because we are within the two-minute warning. Steve Racine, what's your question?
Your league, I need one of the three. Alshon Jeffrey, Mohamed Sanu, or MVS?
Sanu.
Yep.
All right. Mike, Exonia, what's your question?
Flex PPR, Sterling Shepard, or Theo Riddick?
Shepard. Nate, Westside, what's your question?
Breeze or Roethlisberger?
Breeze.
How are we doing on time, Ryan? Do I got some time for some social media, emails, etc.?
We got about 35 seconds.
All right. let's just wrap it up, Tim. I don't want
to. Okay. All right. William over at Allegra Allergy Relief. Hey, man, always a pleasure having you in, and we welcome you in at any time you want, man.
Yeah, it was fun. Thanks for having me back, guys. We'll see if we get back this year, but probably next year.
And thanks for the sponsorship support, dude. Yeah, we appreciate that.
I consider you like a friend now, man. I want to go out drinking.
I'm in Bayview, so anytime.
Oh, nice. Awesome.
There you go.
We should hook up sometime.
Let's do it.
Good luck week 14 for Anthony Mandela, Ryan Horvat, William from Allegra Allergy, and Rami Makloff. My name is Tim Allen. We'll talk to you next week, and good luck.